Chapters 3 and 4 take a sad turn. I call it the corruption. The problem is, since creation bears his image, humanity often mistakes it for the Creator. Paul talks about this in Romans chapter 2, verses 20 through 25, where he admonishes those who had literally worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator. I wish we had time to go read that whole passage, Romans 2, 20 through 25, but we don't. That's been a problem. But you understand how people start moving in that direction, since there is life in everything that God created around us, that people are drawn to, that when they don't want to come to the Creator, pretty soon they start worshiping the created. Well, how did it all begin? It began with a loss of faith in the name of God. You know that Genesis chapter 3 is the story of Adam and Eve. As Eve comes to the tree, and there she is deceived, and she's told a lie that she chooses to believe. I believe that the fundamental issue of the Garden of Eden is a loss of faith in the name of God. And I've already told you what the Hebrew word for name is. It's Shem. Moshe read left to right is Hashem, which means the name. It happened at a tree where humanity was deceived into believing that God was not who and what he said he was. We lost faith not in what he could do, but in who he is. We stood at the base of a tree and let Satan convince us that because God had told us not to eat of this tree, that he must certainly not be the God who he represented himself to be, which means his name does not hold up to what he said that it is. It's not holy. All of the scripture from this point forward, really from Genesis 1, is God showing you just the opposite. It's showing you that his name is holy. What does that mean? That he is who he said he is. The result was that we took our life into our own hands at a tree where we doubted his name and his holiness and his heart for us. Guys, let me let you in on a little secret. Sin is not a behavior issue. It is a trust issue. You will only obey the one you trust. If you're struggling with a besetting sin, you need to go home tonight and get down on your knees and not ask God to help you stop sinning. You need to go home tonight and ask God to show you what this temptation will show you in your own heart and life about the areas you are struggling to trust him with. Because of the place where you come in your life where you trust that God has something better than that sin, you will stop sinning in that area. Well, all of Scripture is God proving, demonstrating, and testifying to who he truly is so that we will all trust him. And in trusting him, we will obey him. But how do you correct man's belief that the tree proved God couldn't be trusted? And this is where the Scriptures get crazy. You orchestrate all of human history, and you bring us back to the very same place where Adam and Eve stood. That's right, the very same place. I believe that with all of my heart. That God brings humanity back to the very same place where Adam and Eve stood at the foot of a tree and chose to doubt the integrity and the holiness and the character of God's name. And there you give humanity a second chance. How do you do it? You bring them to a tree. The cross of Jesus Christ was that tree. The first tree was a living tree. We ate of it, and what did we get? Death. The second tree is a death tree. We eat from it, and what do we receive? Life. The first tree, we were told, don't touch, don't taste, don't eat. In the day you do, you die. At the second tree, Jesus extends his arms and says, take, eat, and live. The first tree, we took our lives into our own hands. At the second tree, you have to be willing to put it back into his. The first tree was where we believed a lie. The second tree is where we choose to believe the truth. Not about what God can do, but about who he is. Guys, if your faith is anchored only in what God can do, pretty soon that will be the manner in which you judge him. But when you know who he is, you will stop judging him for what he does or does not do. God owes nobody an apology for the tsunami, for Hurricane Katrina, or any other disaster this world will experience. And when you trust who he is and know that all of these things, even these cataclysmic things that he allows in nature, are only happening to show people who he is, then you can step back with the angels and say, true and just are your ways, O Lord. And I won't doubt you in this moment. The first tree we believed he was withholding from us. The second tree is where he proves he's held nothing back. Do you see the picture? It's an amazing picture. The corruption was that we didn't misbehave. The corruption was that we stopped believing. And when we stopped believing, we did the only natural thing we could do. If I can't trust you with my life, I'll have to take it into my own hands.